صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على Dear brothers and sisters, this is the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by The Reality of Salafiyya. And we began that by praising Allah, the one who made the knowledge to be the inheritance of the prophets and made the protection in following the pious predecessors. He subhanahu wa ta'ala made the religion on veracity of legislations for all nations. But he subhanahu wa ta'ala made the belief and the creed as one creed for all nations. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala made the prophets as predecessors for those pious ones, and made the pious persons as predecessors for those who come after them. And he named those who opposed him as the Khalaf. And he said about them as in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 169, أَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Now, you see the children and the people of this Ummah, which is distinguished by the Aqidah, but not by anything else, but by the Aqidah, the creed of it. You see the followers of it are at least people who lend themselves to it. People who lend themselves and call themselves Muslims, and maybe Salafis, and maybe they call themselves Salafis, they go to the old beliefs which Rasulullah s.a.w. defeated and removed from all the Arabian peninsula. But today you see the people falling into these ones, into these beliefs again. What is the secret? What is the secret? This is the question. What is the secret behind that these jama'at, these groups are still insisting and holding into the politics, one side, and on the other side, other groups insisting and holding the call to the, as we call, Fadail al-Ahmara, the good manners and characters. And on the other side, you see them trying to distinguish the light, of Islam by the excuse of that these people are having cooperation with the kuffar. And in other form, they are separating the ummah, the whole ummah, from the ulama, from the scholars of the ummah. And one time they say, these are good people, Israel are good people, but they don't know what's going around them. These rulers want from them to make the people accept supporters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the ulama. They are the ulama, those who spend their lives in seeking and teaching the ilm. And no one has advised the ummah, whether they are rulers or the normal or public, except the ulama. And you can go and read the fatwa if you want to see the honesty of their times and the perfection of their hearts, and that they are free of all of these things being said against them, and how they fulfill their duty very strongly, as Allah Ta'ala commanded them, to those who are in need, to those who are in need, that this matter to be clarified for them. And it's not to anybody, but these people do not know. These are the ulama of Da'wah Salafiyya. These are the real Salafiyun. These who do not claim no reward from no one and no thankfulness from no one. But you see them always worshipping the Lord. And they are too far away from any land or any places of doubt, any doubtful matters and places. They speak of the truth, even if it is against themselves. And not on their tongues, except what Ibn Qayyim says, or other than Ibn Qayyim says, Al-ilmu, Allah, Qala Rasulu Islam, books it says, Ibn Qayyim said that, the knowledge is Allah said, the messenger said, the companion said, it is not to take the people an awful way, taking them here and there. The knowledge is not to make the saying of a faqih, a learned scholar, against the saying of the Prophet and then take the saying of the faqih or alim and leave the saying of Rasulullah. This is not the ilm. Every time somebody brings you the delil from the Quran and Sunnah and how the Sahaba understood it, you say what the alim said, what the imam, as they call them sometimes, said, and all this is wrong. And what I told you about the ulama of the Salafiyya is the truth, and this is what the Prophet said. It is the real Da'wah of Salafiyya, but not getting busy and involved in politics or seeking for leadership or putting yourself in position of colors while you don't have no knowledge, or calling people to go and spread it all the land to call others while they have no knowledge. Know that it is keeping quiet of the wrongdoing or speaking of evil, but it is, as we say, Jihadun Fitin Ibrah, it is the Da'wah Salafiyya to get it to the death of the day, but very calmly and slowly and wisely. And it is to see the very pure knowledge that is based on, as we say, and to call and command for good, meaning amr bil ma'roof, but in ma'roof, by ma'roof, not causing a problem and dispute and warning of the evil, but without bringing any more evil. This is the day, this is the religion that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived us upon. And this is what we call people to today. And here I ended up the first part of the khutbah of today. Then I began by praising Allah Ta'ala, sending things upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who followed him. And then I said, verily it is, in this time of truth is only one. It cannot be more than one. It is only one. And then when you know that, you look to the Lord today and see, is it only one? There is not. When you come to the understanding of worship, you see many men there, and everyone is standing simply to his mother. It is not to move, even if he is given the belief. When you come to the creed, to the belief, you see many different schools and mythologies. Is it one? There is not one. There is not one. The reality says that it is not one. When you come to the daily affairs, you see that the Ummah is totally separated. Hizb al-Tahrir, Hizb al-Ikhwan, Hizb al-Dis, Hizb al-Dar. This is not the unity that Allah Ta'ala commanded us to be at one. It is only as what the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith I mentioned earlier, in which he spoken about the separation of the Yahud to 71 groups, and the separation of the Christians to 72 groups, and the separation that which is going to happen to this Ummah going to occur, and it has already occurred, that this Ummah will be divided into 72, 73 groups, and then the Prophet said that all of these groups are to the fire, except for one. The companions asked, who they are, Ya Rasulullah, what is this group? Isa Salam said, whomsoever is upon what I am upon today, my companions. So, nothing can perfect and bring any good to the end of this Ummah except what brought the good to the beginning of the Ummah. Meaning the time of the Sahaba, where they return back to the Messenger and get the guidance from him. And nothing can be more perfect this Ummah except what was at the time of the companions, as Imam Malik said, what is that matter? It is grasping the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, but not just like that. Because many people say, we are taking the Quran and Sunnah. Look, we are bringing you an ayah from the Quran, hadith from the Sunnah. What else do you want? We say, it is ours. We say, you did not yet fulfill the hadith of Rasulullah, where he said, describing the preserved group, where he said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. He or those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions. And my companions. So, you do not go direct to the Quran and Sunnah and say, this is the thing. You do not take from those who go back to the Quran and Sunnah and say, this is the thing. But you go to what the Sahaba explained this Quran and this Sunnah when they spoke about them. They must have spoken about them. If you don't know those books, then you should go and seek the knowledge of those books to know what did the Sahaba say about this ayah, about this hadith. They did not listen to the Quran, but they explained it for us. And from those who refuse to go back to the teachings of the Sahaba, then it is as the Prophet says, what the hawa illa taqum la bayinat al abna wa adhiya. The claims without proofs, the cause of them are only people who claim. They don't have any proofs to authenticate and support their faith. The true Salafiyyah, Salafiyyatul Haqqa, has ulama and has followers. And I wish that you listen to this carefully. The Salafiyyah has ulama and has followers, but has no jama'ah. But has no jama'ah. There are no groups and sects and parties of Salafiyyah. In any country, you show me one, you find no one. In any country. So there are no parties, no powerful lobbies, no organizations, as they call them. And they never the pure knowledge, away from the strange sayings. Yes, in the noise, you're going to see some of the Salaf who are very highly respected say something. But this is a strange saying, different from what most of them say. So you don't just go to the strange statements and sayings and take them. Now there is no theory of Salafia. But it is holding the Quran and the Sunnah upon the way of the Salaf. And it is not important just to hold the Quran and Sunnah, but as we said, to know how the Sahaba understood the Quran and Sunnah. As they are the first generation who have heard the Quran from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. to ask Allah Ta'ala by this dua as much as you can. Allahumma Rabbi Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil. Oh Allah, you are the Lord of Jibra'il, Mika'il and Israfil. Fatih al-Samawati wa Ard. You are the heavens and earth. You are the one who knows the sin and unseen. أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. You are going to talk between your slaves about what they opposed themselves or others, each other's will. لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك. Guide me to the truth amongst what they are opposing each other's will by the permission of you, إِنَّكَ تَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Verily, you are the one who guides whom you will to the right, to the straight path. So this hadith, this dua must be memorized in Arabic as Rasulullah said it, and you find it here in this little book, Hasanul Muslim. You better go for it and ask Allah Ta'ala as much as you can of it, and this will provide you the help as Rasulullah was upon it on the time when he was living amongst the Sahaba. So fear Allah, our spirit of Allah, and know that you are very close to the hour. So grasp the guidance and be with the Jama'ah and be away from those very well speakers, but they are not known as ulama. They are not recommended by the ulama. They are not as ulama, or no help is known from them. Neither that they are standing steadily on a solid ground based on the rules and evidences from the Quran and Sunnah. As I told you, not only the text from Quran and Sunnah, but the way the Sahaba understood them. So be away from them, and be away from them, as Rasulullah warned you from them, and the end of our khutbah today and da'wah today is that our praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all universes, and peace and blessings upon the one, be upon the one whom Allah Ta'ala sent as a mercy to the all universes, and a flood, and a guide to those who are acting on worship, and also as a guide to those who are trying to take the right path, and approve and against those who are disturbed by holding the innovation and separating the Ummah upon that. And then they said, stand for your prayer, may Allah Ta'ala forgive me and you. Verily, Allah, my Lord, is upon the right path. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Any question regarding? We have taken something before. Be late. And the message is already reached. If there is anything to discuss in regard to this one, Dawah Salafiyya, who are Abu the Dawah Salafiyya, who are claiming that they are Abu the Dawah Salafiyya while they are not, as I believe. The ulama, the beauty of the ulama, how they done what they're supposed to do, the rulers, Muslim rulers, how to deal with them, how to respond to them. And in regard also to the beliefs and creeds and methodologies, as well as the understanding of Islam, if there's any question in regard to these issues, you are more than welcome to raise them now. Once we turn to the rules, to the books, we're not going to take anything about them. You're free now. Other questions? Right. I will ask you a question. Is there any deviant sects claiming that they are Salafis? Arab Salafis today? Or I'm just talking about something unreal? prove that they are not Abu Salabi? How do you prove that Ikhwan is? We say it. It is very simple. It is very simple. To judge any Jama'ah person, that is the Quran and Sunnah with understanding of the Salaf. Ikhwanis, all what they are care about, all what they care about is politics, leadership. Leadership. So is this what the Rasulullah came with? No, it is not. No, it is not. Is it the thing that the Sahaba used to care about? No, it is not. They used to care about the public and teaching them the proper aqidah and understanding of fiqh and the tafsir of the Quran. Right, what other party or group or whatever? Jama'at Islami, right, Al Jama'at Islamiyya. Although it is called in other places Jama'at Al Jihad, and it's the same as Danish. They are from the Ikhwan Muslimin, but they separated and they added something else, which is fighting, overruling by fighting. The Ikhwan Muslimin took the way of voting, and this is the Qutbis, and they are linked to Sayyid Qutbu. One of the Imams of the Ikhwan, Yusuf Qardawi, said, and it is there in his website, you can see it. He says that Sayyid Qutb was from amongst the Ikhwanis, but he went very far when he took the belief of overruling by fighting and killing. And so this group are not upon the